So Matt, what about your patient with the papillary serous carcinoma of the uterus? What happened there?
Yeah, so this is, again, mid-60s, stage 4 UPSC, which unfortunately we see a fair bit. Enrolled in 286B, which was the metformin study. Got 7 cycles on that and complete response. She progressed in the omentum about 10 months later and then was enrolled on a cabozantinib nevo study, a single-arm phase 2 study, and really had a very nice response. Again, multi-targeted tyrosine kinase inhibitor with checkpoint inhibitor.
So along the lines of what I was just saying about in terms of axitinib, pembro, and renal, that kind of a strategy. Cabozantinib has kind of a questionable name in terms of toxicity with the GU people, and now you're seeing an HCC, et cetera. How did she tolerate the treatment?
She tolerates it actually better than I was guessing based on her performance status and going in. Some of the hypertension toxicity she managed really well. So nearly no undue toxicity for her. Cabozantinib really numerically now in endometrial cancer is one of our highest response rate single agent drugs.
Right.
So this is a really exciting combination.